WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Just chatting it up, brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through, legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day, at least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says, it's always a good show with your Yvonne and Therese. Yeah, brunch in the basement with your Yvonne and Therese. Yeah. You see who we got today or what we're doing today or whatever it is, it's going to be good. Woo!
I love you all so much.
Just first thing that...
Adam and Eve.
We can see you now.
I know. And thank God.
Yeah. That's generally the response we get from everybody, but we keep it clean.
What's up, party people? Yo, as always, Tammy's doing a lot. Too much. Yeah. Hope everybody is doing well. I'm feeling good. Hope you're feeling good. Hey, Poppy Chulo, thanks for being the first, okay, as always, to be up and on it, reminding everyone that they are listening and watching. Brunch in the basement with Yvonne and Therese on WJBR Internet Radio. And it is the best brunch on Saturdays. And just a notification that this broadcast is licensed via Live 365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. In Canada through SoCan and ReSound. And the UK through PPL and PRS for Music. So what that means is we pay the artists when we play their music. And also another very important reminder is that the views, information, or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio. So where are our basement dwellers and chatterboxes this morning for brunch in the basement? Where y'all at? Show some love. If you are watching on Facebook, please move yourself over to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio. Okay, that way when I play the hits, you can keep watching because Facebook is still a little bit behind and they will certainly cut me off when I start rocking up in this joint, okay? So you don't want to miss a beat. You don't want to miss a beat. Make sure you do that. What is today's date? Today is May 14th, and so I want to give a shout-out to my cousin Tini. She took me to my very first Chaka Khan concert, and for that, I will always, always be very, very grateful. I was all of 12 years old. I'll never forget it. Not once. Never. Never. And Tini, I will always love you, not only for that, but for so many different things. Yes, please jump right on over to YouTube Live and watch. Watch us. Check us out. And, you know, I'll play a little music before Therese Pooh comes through. Just, you know, there's just so much going on in the world right now. And to be honest, I haven't really been paying too close attention. All I'm going to say is that there's just a lot of shenanigans. I've always known that, or my opinion, I should say, has always been, and let me just put P Pop's disclaimer up that the views, information, or opinions expressed during Brunch in the Basement series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WJBR Internet Radio. Let me just say that I always felt that a lack of education was dangerous, and that there are, you know, just too many people that are more involved with nonsense and than the things that are important. And right now, there's a large population in this country that has just been bamboozled, led astray, and hoodwinked, and they stake their lives on this stuff. They believe in it so much. They're willing to ruin, I mean, really ruin this country. Like, take away rights? We've been moving towards empowering people, ensuring that all citizens had the right to liberty, the pursuit of liberty, justice, and freedom. Equal rights for everybody. These people are really moving towards just taking freedoms away. You know, and this is just a pivotal moment in our history. And, it, you know, the question is, are there more people willing to go forward? Or are people still, you know, in this daze that I think that a lot of people are in this country, where they think, it'll never happen. Nah, it's not going to impact me. Nah. But let me tell you something. Roe v. Wade, that's a part of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution. Y'all need to educate yourself. Educate yourself. If Roe v. Wade is not settled law, then neither is Brown v. the Board of Ed. They can say anything that's an amendment is not settled law now. If you're LGBT and you're married, I know, I think I sang this song last week, but I need to make sure that y'all hear me, you know? I need to make sure that somebody is paying attention. Because I stopped listening, I already know what I got to do. You know, I just need to pass it on and pass it on and on and on, and make sure that everybody else knows their assignment and understand the assignment. I'd love to hear your voices on this. There's a number to call in. The chat line is open. I will put it so that I can see the chat line. I know I opened it, but. You know, I'll be doing too much. But anyway, I'll play a little bit of music. And, you know, we'll open up the chat line, make sure everything is groovy. And then y'all could call in because, you know, I don't want to feel like I'm out of touch or that I'm here by myself. You know, I don't know. Y'all let me know. Am I making too much out of things? It's Saturday morning, so, you know, life is a dance floor. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, I won't sing. I'll just play. We'll be right back. Jesse Pooh in the place to be. What's up, baby? Why can't I hear you?
There we go.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. I just had the only red check mark on the mute button, and then I'm talking. This is brilliant this morning. Question of the day. How are you two doing? And how is your week so far?
This is the end of the week. Thank you, God.
is that a indication on?
I made it.
Heavy on the thank you.
Heavy
on the
thank
God.
You.
Extra portion.
Thank you.
Yes. Week was busy in some areas and not busy enough in others. But guess what?
Ooh, guess what? I like that. I like that. What?
We made it through.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Avon. Yes, we made it through.
Shots. You know what? I don't drink, but something tells me I need to start.
If you don't drink, you definitely don't need to start. It's really anticlimactic, really. Mm. You know, it's such one of those social gimmicks again that, you know, started by the man, incorporated by so many others.
Mm. A big birthday shout out to our basement alumni, the beautiful Shanice.
Shout out to Shanice. Happy birthday, boo.
Happy birthday.
What up, Black?
Let me just say that, you know, when we had her on the show,
mm-hmm.
and I realized just how friggin' fraggin' sweet she actually is,
mm-hmm.
I felt like if she and I had been friends, like, for years and stuff like that, I would be mm-hmm. a big protector of her. She's the type of person that, and she has the type of energy that when I have friends that are sweet like that, I become like this, they call me Shaggy. If you remember, Scooby-Doo had a little mm-hmm. nephew, little short puppy.
Scrappy-Doo.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I don't smoke. No, not at all. No. But when I felt bad even when we mentioned rapid fire and started explaining, and she said, oh my, you know, like she got a little nervous about it. Oh man, we making Shawnee you know, nervous. I don't like that. You know, like, I just wanted to, I know she's a grown-ass woman, but, you know, I get all of that. And
extremely, she is absolutely.
Don't matter, man. I just felt like very protective of her. I'm very scrappy, dude. Like, it's so funny. I had people, like, say, have to say to me, slow down, Scrappy. You know, like, just. And they bigger, badder, and bolder than I am in some kind of way.
Hold up, what's your vice?
Uh-huh.
Is it true that we all have one?
I believe so. I believe we all do.
Okay.
But mine is not smoking and drinking. I don't smoke, I don't dope, I don't coke, I don't drink. Today is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. May 14th ushers in National Buttermilk.
Okay, so where do you get these national days?
Breakfast staples. Actually, I think, was it Papa? Somebody had put it up before because you've asked this question before.
I do. I just want to know who creates these days.
Somebody,
and where do we go sign up?
Somebody had told us before the answer to that, because you asked the question before, and somebody put the answer that some guy made a calendar. And it became really popular, National Something Days. And so people just went with it. It's just like any other thing. Somebody,
you need to make a calendar.
Somebody says it. I swear this is deja vu. We had that conversation before. I said, let's do it. And then somebody, I think Pop said, we can have in the basement day, like in the, what, like we make our own days or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah. We had this. We did this. Yes, mm-hmm. From the national calendar. And yes, Pop has a few vices.
I don't even care where it came from. Going
to get me some biscuits. I feel you, LaVon B. You know, who gives a crap? Let's get it. Let's get them biscuits today.
I've had three people in my lifetime make some amazing biscuits. Two worst thing, seniors.
Mm.
No, actually all three were seniors when I think about it. From scratch. That's just like.
Yeah. So
butter and jelly. Mm.
Butter and jelly is your favorite?
On biscuits?
Yeah.
Sometimes butter and jelly, sometimes butter and honey. But butter's always there.
Yeah. Me, it's got to be gugobs of melted butter. And then if I could sop it up with some jelly. I mean, no, not jelly. Syrup.
Gravy.
Syrup. Oh, my God.
Interesting.
Biscuits and syrup. When I was a kid, we did that.
Yeah, I had a woman by the name, she was part of the Greer family. And you could smell her biscuits outside the backyard. Running
around.
Put them in little baskets and let us eat as we would just grab them as kids and run outside with a mouthful of biscuits. Then of course there was my great aunt. She made biscuits and hers was always buttery on top. So all I had to add was either honey or jelly. And the third person was Greer, my grandmother. And the third one was one of my ex-partners, I nicknamed her Grandmother Biscuits because she cooked from scratch, too.
That's what's up. I want to give a shout-out right now to Lisa Barclay. I see you, cuzzo. So, look, I can't put your comments up because you are commenting from Facebook, from my personal Facebook page. If you go to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio, then you will be sure not to lose any piece of this show and your comments will become a part of the show. So Lisa, love you. I actually have something in store for you. But we'll talk about that later. And but in the meanwhile, please join us on YouTube. Become one of the basement dwellers. That would be so hot. And then all of your insights will be shown up on the screen like LaVon B, who says, STG, that is an oral orgasm.
What's STG?
I don't know what she's talking about, but I will go with oral orgasm for 500, Alex.
Of course you would, Scorpion. Of course you would.
Dude, I don't know where LaVon is, but I want to join her. Where are you, my love? What is going on? One of my main vices is getting my full body massages 3 times a month. I need and love to be touched all over my body. Oh, well, you know, pop, you know.
That's a good way. You listen. Stimulate all of those lymph nodes and those, you know, those areas. And I was looking at some stretches to do that circulate blood to your brain and all kinds of stuff. I like that.
Mm.
I was going to get into that, Brittany. I don't understand this extra detention. I don't understand it. It makes zero sense. You know, the American basketball pretrial detention in Russia has been extended for another month. Why?
Yeah.
She's been in custody since February after Moscow airport officials allegedly found cannabis oil in her luggage. Now, that's grown from, it's been from cannabis to whatever else, but, you know, she's denied it all. Let's just say that. So while she was returning to the U.S. after playing Russia, she currently shares a cell phone with two Russian women also awaiting trial on similar drug charges. I just don't understand this. This is really bizarre. But, you know.
Yeah, I think that she's actually a prisoner of war, and they're just not calling it that. I think that they are, you know, right now, it's like what I was talking about in the top. This world right now is just, everything is just fucking upside down.
This shit.
And that's ridiculous. And I just pray she's safe and that she's not been physically harmed, it's too late to say, I hope that she's not mentally harmed, because there's no way on God's green earth that I could imagine anyone from this country being in a Russian prison. They don't do things like we do it here. You know,
not too many countries outside of U.S. do, you know, and I'm not going to say our prison system sucks here, too.
Absolutely.
Don't get twisted. It's not like we're doing anybody any healthy exchanges in there, from the biggest cities to the smallest rural areas, trash across the board. They're getting ready to do, I think, a documentary of some sort in Mississippi, I believe it is. And I just hope they blow that thing all the way up, because the treatment there is inhumane. And this is the United States. And, you know, conditions like that, I don't care what you did, don't need to be in jail, in the prison systems that people have to live in, you know.
I think
and
you said Mississippi, right?
I believe it's Mississippi. Yeah, Mississippi,
so,
or somewhere south. I do know that. And I'm one of the M states, but I believe it's Mississippi.
Yeah, probably. Just to you know, LaVon, you know, I know that you are former military, and so I know you must be outraged with all that's going on with these, you know, civilian mass murders and rapes, and just like, I know it's just crazy, you know, and absolutely, she is a civilian, but these people don't play by our rules. They don't care. And
she's also high profile. So
yeah, yeah.
And that would,
so
a
part of it, like they were trying to downplay her importance, like her popularity, so that the people that have her wouldn't say, aha, we got something here, you know? But I think that then who they have, you know?
Yeah, we gained $1 million. They understand who they have.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah.
Ruble, what is it in Russia? Rubles? Rubles?
Yeah, rubles. But, you know, if she was a white celebrity, it'd be different. So the way that they perceive how America perceives their black citizens is a little different, like as not of high value to some degree. It's just, they all twisted, and I hate to try to understand their twisted thinking. It boggles the brain. And I agree, LaVon, that outrage is an understatement. Now, about Mississippi, there's a book. Oh, God, I can't remember the name of the book. It's right over there, but I just think it would look weird if I got up to go look for the book, so I won't do that right now. But what I'm saying is, soldiers understand that being a POW is a risk. Brittany didn't sign up for that. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. Exactly. 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 And that's, you know, one of the reasons, you know, that, I don't know, it boggles the brain. It just boggles the brain. And it is an outrage, and I just pray that when she is released, because I'm speaking that truth, I'm speaking that into the universe, that when she is released, that she comes home better than she was before. Whatever that means for her, whatever that means for her.
Yeah,
stronger than before. More empowered, more purposeful, more proud of herself, more enlightened, more.
You said comes home. So that, how does she get there?
So I don't have the answer to that. Like I said, I'm putting it out into the universe. I don't have the answer to what they have to do, who has to do what, and, you know, because like I'm saying, these people, the way they think, I can't think of how they think. I can't even make a suggestion, oh, if Biden would do this or if this one would do that. How in the hell do I know if it's almost as if if America reached out to Putin at this point to get a home, they might do something atrocious just to fuck, you know, because they're sick.
Yeah, and then anybody, anytime someone sees you reach out with some for something that's of value to you and they're at odds with you, the chances of you getting whatever that is are very slim, only because they're at odds. And, you know, but, you know, it just goes back into this idea of war and all this petty ass, like, it's just nuts. Leave Ukraine alone. And, you know, they thought that Ukraine was going to be an easy sweep. No, boo. They, you know, they're just not. You got to stop backing the underdog into corners because people come out raging. And they don't need to be fighting anyway if they leave folks alone and stop trying to conquer every damn thing.
Yeah.
It's just greed and wasteful. And it's a waste of people's time, lives. People dedicate their lives before fighting a cause or just being prepared to do one. And these issues that are being created to have to fight are bullshit. It's this ain't no different from some of the shit that happened way, way back. Still people deciding that their feelings are hurt or deciding they want to be in an area that ain't got nothing to do with them. They think of plenty of other things to do on our home soil. Plenty other things to do. Plenty other ways to spend all of this money that you have stocked up for war and whatever else going on, you know. I'm not saying don't have it in case somebody tries to attack us, but we should be more on the defense than we're in the offense. What can we possibly need? Because it's not like we're tight over here, you know. Services are missing for folks, and all kinds of things could be done for the United States infrastructure. These little piece of trinkets they throw us compared to what they spend on arbitrary nonsense in other countries poking around and lending money to, for what? Oh, that guy, Senator Minority Leader Mitch the Bitch McConnell and three other Republican senators made a surprise trip to where? How do you pronounce that?
Kyiv,
Saturday, to meet with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky.
I can't even imagine why. I can't even imagine why when they sided with the former guy who was trying to blackmail Zelensky and they allowed him to get away with that. And
why would the senators be meeting with the president of Ukraine right now?
They, you know what? The visit, the latest in a string of high-level U.S. trips as the Russian invasion grinds on, was a strong signal of bipartisan support. If that's the case, Rand Paul just voted against them getting more aid from the United States. So that whole bipartisan thing, come on, man.
Mm-mm.
For Ukraine from the United States Congress and American people. Let me just say this. If this attorney general doesn't hurry up and prosecute these motherfuckers who were a part of January 6th, once they're on the ballot, the Department of Justice does not prosecute or do anything, he's dragging his ass. They better do something now because these people need not be on the next ballot. Why should you be afforded the opportunity to be on the ballot when you tried to overthrow the fucking government?
That makes practical sense to me.
Therese, you and me, if me and you marched up to the, we gonna overthrow the government. Before we got the ment out, we'd be behind bars some goddamn way or in an interrogation room or getting the shit kicked out of us. Come on, man. This is some bullshit.
You'd be face down in the penitentiary without time parts up.
This is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, what is there to discuss?
Nothing.
You know, you didn't approve them getting the aid that they were entitled to. You didn't impeach the motherfucker that tried to blackmail them, and still voting against them getting the assistance that they need. So what do you hope to do? What are you doing? You're going to go over there and act like you did something and then come back and vote, right?
But what is it that you want to know that you couldn't have written? Like, the visit is what I'm talking about. We have all kinds of technology here that if you want to ask a question relative to what you needed to do over here to either assist or whatever, that doesn't have to be done in person. What are y'all marching your little happy asses over there for?
It's
taxpayers' money.
It's a photo op.
Listen, nobody cares. Nobody wants to see any more of Mitch McConnell than we have to.
But what
are you marching your happy asses over there for? Taxpayers are paying for it that you can't talk about in the circumference of whatever else that goes on here. See, none of them need to be locked in rooms with nobody at this point.
My question is,
trash,
what can we do to ensure that they are no longer representatives of the United States of America?
Vote them out.
But how can we sway people who don't vote to vote? How can we get people to understand the significance of this moment and to vote to get them out? Because there are some people that look just like you and me that still will vote for them. There are some really influential black men that are talking on outrageous shit, in my opinion. It makes no sense.
See, I don't separate it into black and white when I come down, when it, ironically, I don't. This is probably one of the areas where I don't. Only because it's like that's saying that that's kind of putting us all in the same basket again, and we're not. You know, it's kind of saying nobody black needs to be doing this. And quite frankly, everybody black was not born in the same circumstances, and they don't see the same. So
this is true. This is true. However, if these people have their way. You know, let me just say this. I remember being in junior high school, and there was a girl in my class. We had, you know how when you're in elementary school, you got the same damn people in every class you go to. Every year you get promoted because you're in, I guess, the smartest class or the second smartest class or the average class or whatever it is, or you in that slow class, and you and all the slow people in the same class is going all the way up. Been there, done that. But I'm just saying, I remember she said to me, well, we were in the seventh grade by this point. And she says, well, black Americans, something, something, something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, black Americans, and what are you? What? She was more chocolatey than I was, you know, not that I was, because I had to take a second look at that point. And she said, oh, no. I'm my family's from Jamaica. I said, you're from Jamaica?
And then there's that part.
She said, no. My mother and my father, they were from Jamaica. I was born here. I said, so they're not black? I was so fucking confused. I'm like, are you adopted? Are you a black? It's like, I get it that we don't all see ourselves the same. But this is it. This is the bottom line. They see us all the same. And it's just a matter of who they can manipulate into believing what they say and doing what they say. And who are they? I'm talking about the people that would have you lynched. So the people who are trying to, instead of expand freedoms and rights and equality, are trying to backtrack and take it back to 1776. Roe v. Wade is a part of the 14th Amendment. Look at the 14th Amendment, okay? Whole bunch of freedoms lie within that amendment. And if Roe is not settled law, certainly LGBT marriage is not. That's not settled law then either. Nor is the right to contraception. Brown versus the Board of Ed. And I don't know who's texting you over there, but I wish they would be, they would put their comments in the goddamn, I'm so, look, it's been 3 years we've been doing this thing virtually, okay? I'm hip to you now.
No, no, this is not a,
it's not that, because there's a person, I don't know, or maybe two or three or four, I don't know, Rez.
No, there's about three, a good three.
Y'all that need is. To, all of y'all, put it here.
Sure. So what would I say? Talk to the people. No. They sit in the back and excuse me, they're listening. Two I know are definitely listening now. You'll never see their names pop up, but they watch the show consistently.
And I love that they do that, and I love them, and I love that they feed you whatever it is that they feed you, and then sometimes
they don't feed me.
They don't? Oh, okay. I thought that they'd be feeding
no,
you.
No, one of them is just watching, hoping that I say something defamatory. And I'm not going to do it, boo. Relax and go back to your regular scheduled program at home, minding your business.
Now, why would they want you to say something?
Long story.
Okay. The 14th Amendment is an amendment to the United States Constitution that was adopted in 1868. It granted citizenship and equal civil and legal rights to African Americans and enslaved people who had been emancipated after the Civil War. The 14th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified on July 9th, 1868, and granted citizenship to all persons born or naturalized in the United States, which included former enslaved and the recently freed. They're going after the amendments to the Constitution. Period.
For what purpose?
To you know, why if these amendments afforded people freedoms and rights, and you know, what would be the purpose? What would be the purpose? It's not just what I think. What do you think?
Wait. My question to you is, because you know you're so much better at this.
No.
No, I tell you, because you have the patience for the
shenanigans. No.
Yeah, you do.
I don't have the patience.
It's hard for me. I can't. You know how certain things can't get past certain points because like it's hard to sort for me in my practical brain. I don't know what that. You know, and I realize this about myself as I've gotten older. The more fuckery it sounds like, the less inclined. No, seriously, and it comes off a little different now because the more fuckery that is involved, the less my brain wants to even sort it out. My brain goes into, oh, fuck, you're full of shit, and I don't even want to talk about it. You know what I mean? I'm looking, and I do more listening than I do speaking, and if I can't sort it out, if it all boils down to the same roux of fuckery, I won't even, it doesn't mix well.
Well,
but that's everyday conversations. It doesn't matter. Like if it's a bunch of fuckery, I'm more inclined to look at you and say something.
Unfortunately, it does boil down to the same fuckery.
It does. Like make it make sense.
To whom though? Like their logic doesn't make sense to me. It's just what their logic is.
And here's the thing, because I think a lot of it is a severe white man mental health issue. And the way they think that this country should be theirs and the way this country should be run and that people should not be entitled to basic rights like freedoms and things like that. Like all these things that we've had to combat over the years, you know, and our ancestry as well, is because people felt the need to be superior, right? So if we understood that logically, oh, well, yeah, they want to be superior because that would give us the same fucking mental health issue that they have if we understood it.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me is glad that I don't understand this shit because it just doesn't make any sense. So at the end of the day, they want to go and manipulate the Constitution. What is the end game? To put us all back? Is that what is the end game? Like, get to, in simple language, what your end game is with all this extra manipulating of Roe versus Wade, all kinds of shit that they're doing. Did it be Brown
book
versus
burning?
You don't want to have race discussed. You don't want to have, you know, like, come on. What is your end game?
So my question, because their end game, I get it. You, what I don't understand.
You do get the end game?
No. I get what they want. They just want every fucking thing. They want to have everything. They want to rule everything. They want to, or think they rule everything, own everything. They
and here's the hit. You never did it well.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's their dumb ass thing. But my question, and this is where I get stumped, and maybe you can help me.
I hope.
Why would any person of color I would say women, but there are some women who love those men. So that I understand. Not that I agree with it. I think it's funky and stupid, but okay, that's you. You know, that's everybody, live your life, right? Live your best life. Love who you love. But why would anybody vote for that, go for that, stand up for that?
Well, here's a point needs to be said out loud. The need to be superior is often driven by a feeling of inferior and insecure. It's juvenile.
I agree with that 100%.
Absolutely.
Ah, there you go, cuzzo. Funky and stupid. And they're mad that we do it very well and had a late start. They underestimated our brilliance and resilience. So true. So true, Lisa. So why would anyone support that?
Well, because people still have that strange need to go along and get along. Some people think that if I'm in the basket, then I can emulate and greed and wealth. You know, like, and I had an opportunity, and I say an opportunity because at the time I didn't view it as one. At the time I viewed it as, why did I make this left turn? Because this is a disaster. But where there is money, there's always a need of white supremacy. And you see that, you know, people think, they really, really do think that money or access to it makes them superior. And that just goes to show you that, you know, generally you've got nothing else going on, because if you took the money away, you are still the dumb fuck you were born. You know, if you took it away, the only thing that makes people acquiesce are people that understand or agree to the same shit that you do, which is just the same shit. You're in a room, bunch of people trying to figure it out or figure out what you need to do with your money, because at the end of the day, you're still trying to give it away to avoid the same thing from somebody trying to take it from you. Taxes.
Yep.
So you watch this go down and people trying to clamor to give things away, or let me find someone less fortunate. You aren't fortunate because all you have is money. You don't have creativity. You don't have ideas. You don't have your own thoughts. You don't have anything to contribute in a room. You barely have love, if you have it, because generally when you have money, people will be and show up however you need to show up because they want to be connected. Mm-hmm. You can't sort them out.
Yeah, yeah.
And you end up paying for them.
Yep.
What a miserable existence.
Exactly.
And if the only reason why somebody is stuck up under you is because they think you have money, that's very sad.
But the thing is, with the funny thing is that money don't trickle down.
What do you mean?
Like, people are waiting for crumbs that never come.
Because 90% of them ain't got it the way they think they do.
You know? And now they are fucked because intelligence is adaptation And for centuries, a large majority of them have repeatedly failed this challenge because of that need I just referenced.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa said, crabs in a barrel and the lack of truly standing on one's own. For some, it's easier to go along even when most of them know it's just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of theft.
White Americans' greatest fear, a level playing field. Look, it, you know, and the other thing is just like, Jane Elliott said to us, you know, people, white people are afraid that we will treat them the way they have treated us over the centuries. But, you know, nobody's interested in that shit. We just want to get it on, you know? Just want to keep it moving. Ain't nobody, I know,
you
know, I'm
just ignoring you the same way we ignored you the first
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
You forced yourselves on us, because otherwise we'd have been ignoring you because we're too busy doing what we, with our business. Get you some business.
Exactly.
That's what I think.
That's it. You know, a lot of it, you know, nobody just, I would love to see just how great this whole world could be if everybody was empowered to do their best. White fear of demographic change is a powerful psychological force.
Hmm.
It's a force, it's a farce, because it is, it's going to be what it is. The demographics have already changed, and guess what? Go ahead, fuck with abortion if you want to. Because the only ones that are not going to be able to afford it are the ones, you know, the ones that can't take a flight to Japan to get it done like they used to do in the olden days. And then you're going to have the population boom that you already had that already set you to now be a minority. It's going to be more. Brilliant minds, brilliant brown babies, beautiful, brilliant brown babies. Then what you gonna do?
Well, that's inevitable, Lisa.
And that's what it is. And go ahead. But I say this, you know, you talk about, oh, if God wanted abortion, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Let's ban Viagra.
Mm.
God wants your dick to be limp. But there you go.
Mm-hmm.
God don't want you to procreate. God made your dick limp. But you use medication. So that, and in some instances, it's so that they can impregnate somebody. And yes, Lisa, it's coming whether they like it or not, but I guess they're not going to go out without a fight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it kills me. People talking about, oh, if God wanted, God wanted, if God wanted, and yet they wear glasses.
Hmm?
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say it's got, if a woman is pregnant and that pregnancy could kill her, but it's up to God. She can't get an abortion because it's up to God. God wanted your ass to be blind, but yet you went to the doctor and got glasses, didn't you? You got cancer, but yet you went to the doctor to cure that shit, didn't you? You get sick, you go to the doctor, then you have no say about abortion. Unless you don't ever go to the doctor, then you have, it's a medical issue between a woman and her physician. Period. They didn't bank on black and brown folks being the majority. Oh, well, too bad, so sad. I say that all the time, Lisa. I'm still good right now without meds on this end, Javon. Oh, Poppy Chulo. I'm so glad. And Pop, I would chip in for your Viagra if necessary, just because I want you and the world to remain happy. Please understand that pro-choice does not mean pro-abortion. I agree with, oops, I'm about to break my shit up. I agree with that, Lisa. You know, like my personal feeling about that is my personal feeling, like whether I would or wouldn't, did or didn't, that's personal. However, I believe in everyone's right to make that choice for themselves and their families.
And how about it's never anything having to do with the male anatomy that's ever up for legislation?
At all. Because I'm also down for, you want to do this? Mm-hmm. Mandatory vasectomies. I've been saying that like forever, Rary.
That's why they're putting Planned Parenthoods in our neighborhoods while they're liquor stores, not restaurants, and McDonald's down there every corner of Harlem. The idea is to decrease us.
You having fun looking on that spoon and on
Yeah, this is comfort food. Whenever I talk about things that bring me what's the word? Ajna, I'll say.
Ajna. All right, so how about this? How about I was gonna sing. Oh my God. That's funny.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that. You know what? But you know what's interesting? Someone has invited me to do things like that. It's a black tie event. And I'm like, have y'all seen me lately? Like, really? And y'all want me to host? That's sweet. So I'm really, excuse me, what'd you say?
What do you mean? What is that?
I wear the same shirt every day. Come on, you know. But you know, I just may do this one. So yeah, it'd be nice. I think. Yeah, I'm thinking about it, and have Cheryl check my schedule. So now, I did a new rapid fire because I think we need to segue. However, we can play Shanice's rapid fire also since it's her birthday and it's a short one, I believe. So do we want to do that? We want to do Shanice's rapid fire because it's her birthday. Happy birthday. Let's do it. Right, so Therese will say a word, and then you'll say the first word that comes to mind. Then she'll say another one. You'll say the first word that comes to mind. You two will go through that five times, and then I get to pick a word. And,
okay.
And we'll do five words each.
Okay.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared. We're gentle. We love you.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is just to give a peek behind the veil. So it's the first thing that comes to mind. It's called rapid fire. There's no wrong answer. Just whatever. It's like Tourette's. Look at her body language.
I feel bad. We're torturing Shanice, man. We can't do that.
No, not at all. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Music.
Love.
Melody.
Melody. It has to be one word?
Just one. The first thing that comes to mind when you hear the word melody.
Melody.
It could be a phrase.
Emotions. Because, like, when I hear certain melody, it affects my emotions.
Okay. Nice. Minnie Riperton.
My favorite. Favorite.
God. Family.
Oh, God. My world. Oh. That's only one word.
No, that's fine. It's fine. Yes. It's the first thing that comes to mind.
My my world.
Thank you. Yvonne, you're up.
Okay. I knew you were going to say family. I knew it. And by the way, I have been researching you, and I follow you on Instagram, and your children are beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. And anything they want in this life, they will get it, period.
Yeah.
They are beautiful.
I just want to share this. Like, when I got pregnant with my daughter, that's when I lost my record. I was like 5 months pregnant, and the label let me go. And so, you know, I think that had a lot to do with it, but I don't regret it at all. Like, I'm so thankful that I have my children. Mm-hmm. They mean the world to me, and they are such a blessing. But I just wanted to share that, just how the industry is. But now it's being celebrated when people are pregnant. You know, they're on the cover of magazines, and, you know, they're being followed, like, their stories being followed on reality shows and stuff like that. But when I got pregnant, which was like, my daughter will be 19 in August, the label, like, I guess thought I was washed up and done.
I'm glad you, it is their loss. And I'm glad you said that, because you're not the first one that have said that. For artists that were out and you were very popular, still are, you know, you're one of the artists that don't have to have anything out for people to really want to tune into what you have coming next. So just know that, okay? But you're right.
I'm so thankful for Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, I feel a connection, because I get to, you know, get on every day, and I comment, like, I look at the comments, and I talk back and forth with the fans. And so I just want to say I'm just thankful that we have the internet, because back in the day, they would put a record out, and I had to wait to hear from the record company, like, what are people saying about it? Is it, you know, now I could just go online and say, hey, what do you guys think about this song? Or, you know, I have a new line, and, you know, so I'm just thankful for all the people. And, you know, I'm like, forget about the industry. Like, I have some genuine, like, followers, and I just want to say to everybody out there, I love you, and I appreciate you. Your support. So, okay, we can go back to the game.
Yeah. Awesome.
That was
beautiful. And I got to say this one thing before, because I saw it come up just now. Monifa says hi. She's
hi, Monifa. Hey,
she says, hey, Shanice, love you, sis. Such a beautiful soul. That came from Mo.
I love you, too.
All right, so
I'm Monifa's fan.
Isn't the world, like, aren't we all just Monifa fans? I mean, like,
yes.
Pretty much. You got to be a Monifa fan. I mean, you know, I don't.
Yes.
Girl can sing. And she's dope. She's good people. And you know what? Speaking of good people, all I've been hearing about you prior to you coming on the show is how sweet you are. Oh, she's such a sweetheart. She's sweet. I'm like, well, you know, thinking to myself, well, okay, people can only be but so sweet. And that's all I – but you know what? You are sweet.
Thank you.
You know, if anyone asked me after the show, well, what was it like speaking with Shanice? You got an opportunity to speak with Shanice. She was sweet.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I just have to be myself, and I love people. So I don't know. And you know what's so crazy? It's like when people get success and I see people change, I'm like, when I Love Your Smile was number one and I was traveling the world, it was all, you know, it was number one in 22 countries and any different. Like, even then, like, I don't see how people change and they feel like they're better or different. I just don't feel, I don't feel any different than anyone else, you know.
That's a testimony to your groundedness, because people around you do a good job, you know, and shout out to your caretakers that helped cultivate you, because a lot of that is where that comes from. It's usually the people who never had nothing that go.
Right.
You know, but you were fortified from the inside out, not the other way around.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet.
It's contagious. It's coming from you. I'm not usually sweet. I don't know. Yeah, this must be coming from you. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's so contagious.
Hit it with the
mic. All right. So here's my five.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Five.
Sweet.
What is sweet? Oh, that's hard. Sweet. What's sweet? I feel that I could be. I think I can be sweet. I think I'm sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
Overthinking it. First word out.
First word. No wrong answer.
Okay.
Intelligence.
Flex.
Ooh. Sexy.
Oh, no. Why did you put sexy after that?
I'm just
feeling
your pot. That's all. I'm just
yeah, you can. You certainly can.
Flex.
There we go.
Okay, now. All right, now. Community.
Black.
Soul.
I think of James Brown.
Amen.
Absolutely. Good answer. Thank you so much.
Yes. You made it through. Yes.
Hi, I'm Shanice, and you're in the basement with Yvonne and Therese. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Come on now.
Actually, I thought it was shorter than that, but it was good.
I love Shawnee. She's so sweet. She's really, really a sweetheart.
I said she's sweet. I agree.
Yeah, for me, that's the first word that comes up when I think about it. What a sweetheart, you know. She and Flex, actually, they're both super, super cool, and they're independently and together. But you know, definitely together, they're really amazing.
I want to touch on this that Pop put up.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a proposed Alabama law which would require that all men get a vasectomy after they turn 50 or after the birth of their third child, whichever comes first. I think that is the dumbest damn thing. First of all, after they're 50, what difference does it make at that point? You know, why start there? Let me make my points first, then you can hit all of them. Bring your own. So the first one, because this is my first time even seeing this. Like, that's some bullshit right there. Y'all need to lower that age, 12, okay? At the age of 12. And it's reversible once they have a willing partner who wants to have their child, so that they don't create any unwanted pregnancies. Because the only one who should be wanting the pregnancy is the person getting pregnant. Okay? So they need to snip, and then unsnip when they get signed permission from a woman, okay, who says, yes, I want to have his child, whether it be his wife, his girlfriend, some lady who just says, I want his sperm, whatever. Let's do it like that. The other thing is, after mandatory after his third child? Well, let's think of it like this. What if he's married and he and his wife want a tribe of children? A man, just like a woman, should be able to have as many children as they want, along with another consenting person. A man is going to need a consenting person. That's what needs to happen.
See, a surrogate.
Consenting person. A man needs a consenting person. And then he can unsnip, get the surrogate, and snip that shit again. Because it's not so much, if you want to stop people from being shot, get rid of the bullets. Get rid of the bullets. Keep your gun. You want to have a gun? Have a gun. But you ain't getting no bullets. There you go. Have your gun. No bullets. You can't shoot nobody. You can't hurt nobody. Make sure that everyone is armed with bulletproof vests, which is contraception. That should be free, without a prescription. Walk in the door and just get it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
record, if it don't fit.
Don't force it, just relax and let it go.
Meaning, what is all this coming up for? Because we didn't have to have it. You know, it's like sort out things that you need to discuss and put them in order. This ain't one of the things that we even need to be discussing as a country. For what? Men don't have to get vasectomies. Women don't have to, you know, have abort. Like, what is all this distracting us from? Because the reality is it wasn't on our top 10 things to even think about, or type 10 things that we need to address as a country. We all on each other's backstory about what we're going to do personally and to our reproductive systems. For what? What is the end game? What are you in fear of? Because it's all what boils down to is somebody's in fear of something happening that's inevitable.
Exactly. And you know, LaVon, not 12, I would say every male child at birth, but I don't know if that's a safe procedure for a baby, for an infant. And I don't want to endanger anyone from not being able to reproduce. So I said 12 because that's right before most people become impregnators. This should be a movie, The Impregnators.
I just think that it's all a bunch of hogwash.
And then it's a perfectly safe procedure, and it's completely reversible. There are plenty of young men, boys, and men, grown-ass men, that I love personally. I don't want to hurt anybody. Just
unless they misuse their anatomy for something.
No, if this way, this eliminates the possibility of unwanted pregnancies. That's the answer. Now, if a woman gets pregnant and she's having an affair with a married man, guess what? she gets pregnant by that, then, you know, like the woman, it can't be your boyfriend. Like, let's just say you never signed a consent form for your boyfriend to have his stuff recirculating or whatever, and you end up pregnant, that's on you. Because you done messed around with somebody who's been assigned. There's a whole bunch of positive outcomes that could come from this, you know.
Really?
Yeah, let's think about it.
Okay.
I can't be the only one. At 50, it makes no sense. At 50, it's too late.
You wait until you get a half a century before you want to regulate. See, and that goes to show you, y'all ain't really out here about no real stuff that makes a difference for anybody. Because you want to regulate yours, push it all the way down, but you don't have an open window of abortion from whatever age we're able to have them. You're not saying women after 50, because ain't nobody trying to get pregnant after 50. Let's just be crystal. You know, but you want to regulate us up until we can't bear, you know, but y'all start after 50. And that's what I'm saying. This is one massive mental health issue. Even the idea, the conversation doesn't even fit right, you know.
Yeah.
If it makes sense to you, it's because you're going through something.
And the only reason why I'm even proposing this is because they're talking about regulating women's bodies again. And taking away choices from young people who have lives to live. You know, they trying to fuck
with
people's lives.
Well, what's the consequence? Say I say F you and you're not regulating nothing. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. What's the consequence? What you going to do?
So what you're talking about is if abortion becomes illegal? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is...
Because that's... Therein lies the regulation.
Okay. No. Okay. So let's just say you did regulate the abortion's illegal, and I go and I find one and I get one anyway.
Right. So then what happens is in some states they're making it a crime with jail time, jail time penalties. They're saying it's you could face prosecution for murder. They're saying that for in some states. There's $10,000 fines. There's jail time, all kinds of shit.
So that means that somebody's going to share. Like if I have if I choose to have an abortion my first trimester, second trimester, who is going to share that I had that? The person that impregnated me?
Could be.
Mm-hmm. See, back to the men, right? So you
always
so you're
it's always
the
men. It's the men making this
You're doing the deed, and then you're going to report, right?
There was a not a trial, but like a hearing where people were asking legislators questions about their proposed law. So if a woman is impregnated due to rape, she could be sued by her rapist. If she,
now that just sounds sick. I mean, that's just the
hold
sickest
on,
shit.
Hold on. It gets even more sick than that.
Mm.
She could be sued by her rapist if she has an abortion.
I never heard that, but that's
oh, absolutely. This is how deep this shit is, and this is why, Therese, I'm telling you.
That's why y'all won't know when we're pregnant. That's all that means.
So not only can the rapist sue the woman, the rapist family.
Listen,
can sue. And so the question,
like a bunch of mental health issues.
So the question was, it is fucking crazy. So the question was, well, what about if the rapist is married? What about his wife? Can she sue? And the guy thought about it and he said, well, it's not written into the law, but I guess she could.
Listen to me. That whoever is at the top of this fake ass pyramid, inducting and okay,
it sounds
like a big ass mental health issue to me.
As much as I am creative,
second piece. That's just far too much mental illness for me to process. It really is. And I don't even want to try, you know, just the idea of hearing it gives me an allergic reaction because it's far too much mental illness to process in one sitting. But I will say this. All it's going to do is force women to not share what's going on in their bodies when there are changes. Go ahead, handle their business, so therefore you won't know, and it won't be, it's going to just like, really? Because quite frankly, if I was somebody somewhere, real talk, and I noticed a shift in my body, there'd be no more open stick sharing, honey, look what we are, look what we've done. No.
That's right. Ladies,
I was indifferent
you better
about
make
it.
Those decisions
I just
on your own.
Share it.
You make those decisions on your own.
Yeah, I just would not share it. Real talk. I just would not share it. And only way I would share it is if I had intention of carrying and you know, and going full term. If I was indifferent about it whatsoever, I would not share that information with husband, spouse, mate, boy in the corner, anybody. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, because anybody could sue you. Not only the father or anyone related, it could be anybody. And Lisa's correct. They don't want women of color to be pregnant. White women will still have secret access. And there is a hypocrisy, but you know that just if this thing goes through, it just be further browning of the nation. More brilliant black babies, you know.
Y'all think y'all know nothing now? You don't know shit.
My thing is, how many of the people voting for this is adopting babies? Because I can tell you for a fact, is a shortage of foster homes in America. And people who are wealthy, for the most part, like to adopt children from other countries. And that's okay. You know, do what you want to do. That's fine. Every child, I don't care. To me, there are no borderlines. There are no borders. But if this country is making that kind of law, then people need to start investing in these children. Period.
They only care about these. They don't care about none about these children.
I know, not a thing.
Man, listen, the moment they start going to school, they don't give a shit about
them. The moment they're born, because they don't want to give, you know, access to free health care for young mothers and children. They don't want to give subsidies. They don't want to, you know, do anything to assist people having these babies. The lawmakers' girlfriends, mistresses, wives, and daughters will have access to abortion. You can believe that. And what we need to do, if they should change these things, stalk these women and their medical providers and make sure that they we suing them. I mean, not that, you know, I don't want to sue nobody for having an abortion, but, you know, hey, come on. Y'all making me
Now I'm starting to sound crazy.
I'm going to stalk somebody and...
See how nothing can make... Listen, so what are these decisions?
That is crazy. Why would I care? You know, that's your personal business.
Get you some business, United States. Get you some business.
I care about children after they are born.
So, when is this supposed to go down? Because, you know, we only saw the draft, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what these people are doing at this point, and I haven't been watching. LaVon says, facts, at Lisa, there is a huge disparity between prenatal and postnatal care. I've had a female admitted to a psych unit hours after a stillbirth. Jesus. It was a whole fight to send her back to the ER. Exactly. Because they don't want to pay for that. And Lisa agrees with you, Therese. She says Therese is right. They are sick, twisted, and psychotic. I believe it. I agree with that too.
There's a whole lot of sick folk walking around here as if.
And I also
doing things
agree,
and people that perpetuate that behavior.
I agree with you also, Therese, that it's a lot to try to understand how they think.
If you're well, it is a lot, because you have to kind of think like a mentally ill person, and that's very hard if you do not have mental illness.
So let me give you a little background here, right? Let me share something with you all. So when I got I once had a new job, and I had to speak with a woman who had psychotic episodes and blah, blah, blah. And we looked in her refrigerator, and she had a frozen lime. That was it. That's it. And she talked about when she worked at, and she, the blood would help her suck up all the money, but she could count that money, boom, 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 boom. And, you know, like, this is just what she said. And it was me and someone else. We were both new, but I sat and I listened to that woman, and I was able to get some information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I understood in between, you know. And then later, she was angry with me because I had to do some things that she didn't agree with. You can imagine what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and she said to me, and don't speak to me again because you're not even Louis Armstrong, and walked away. I got it. I understood what she meant. You know, I got it. So I do have the capacity, I think, to relate to mental illness, which says
that's not relating. That's because no one said they weren't lucid. You know, there are times where you are in and out of lucidity. They're definitely,
right.
You know, but in terms of like you ask them to land on a point, you know, because they can run along and There are many, first of all, they're not monolithic either. There are many, many levels and many, many different diagnoses.
Yes, it's true.
And so with respect, it's a difficult thing to sort through. But if you, like I have spent time and dedicated, you know, as many have, their life's work or practice to assisting, helping, assessing, counseling, any of these spaces, some things are easily accessible than others, you know.
Yeah.
Depression and anxiety are just things that that have been around for a very long time. There have been a lot of things in this country in the last decade or so that have increased the volumes of that. There are a lot of people. One thing that is clear to me, that if you do not seek assistance, it does not get better. It gets worse. It gets harder to manage, and it absolutely gets harder to hide. So anybody that is has spent any time doing clinical work, you can see it. It pops out like a neon light, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of times, like with this country, I see that, you know, people and the mental health is the illness is perpetuated by either money or things like, you can have somebody completely off their, completely mentally ill, making decisions for people or making decisions that people help perpetuate, and y'all know he's not well.
Yes.
Like, y'all had a whole ill-ass president making decisions for this country or aligning himself. And y'all know he wasn't well.
Yes.
You know, and rapping, and you got a whole bunch of folks that's out there voting for him and cheering him on, and he's sitting there at the damn podium twitching.
But this is the thing. The people, see, this is my thing. It's not the ones sitting in the suits making the litigators and all this stuff, to me, that we need to get to. Because I know they're in game. They're crazy, and they want all that crazy power that they think, and they want to do more pillaging and whatever the hell they want to do, whatever, whatever their end game is. It's the people voting for them that live in a shack. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Okay.
I mean, I guess I kind of get it.
The poopy pamper syndrome. You ever seen a baby, the reaction to sitting in a poopy pamper? You know, that pamper's smelling the high heaven, but the baby's just as warm and content. It's not until you rip that pamper off.
Yeah.
Where it's exposed to the cold air, you wipe that booty down, and you do all the stuff that you do. And all the while, sometimes the baby is okay with it if they're balanced, and sometimes the baby is kicking and screaming at the idea that their poopy pamper is being changed.
This is true.
Too much shock. But if you ever observe the child with a poopy pamper, you can see that sucker sagging from the back, and they're just walking around. Why? Because that's the shit they're used to.
Mm. Oh,
you know what I mean? That's the shit they're used
somebody
to.
Hashtag the shit they used to.
And
somebody hashtag it. Oh,
that's just what it is, you know. And it doesn't make it right. It just makes it. It is what it is.
You say that to rest.
At the end of the day, you have a large population of people that it doesn't even matter what circumstance they're in. Mm-mm. What matters is this person's face is just like mine, and he's talking a simple ass language. Because remember how reduced, like there was a meme going around while the orange man was in office, and it was a meme of Obama saying, "Y'all miss those complete sentences, don't you?"
Yeah, we do.
We missed those complete sentences. He was a very C-spot run-ass president. You know, anytime you have, I was in a foreign country, and I think I've shared this before. I got on the elevator, and one of the waiters was in the elevator, and he just looked at me. He's like, "Where are you from?" And I said, "America." And he said, "Oh, Trump," and just shook his head. You understand? I was like, don't judge me on that. And I understand. Like, he just shook his head. Like,
yeah.
Like, he just doesn't make any sense by and large. So when you make it make sense, I mean, you know, there are a lot of folk out there. And, like, again, ain't no shame in the game. Like, whoever's walking around here within the sound of my voice if you are suffering from any sort of anything, over a certain point, you know, my personal belief is over a certain point, we all need to sit down with somebody because life's gunk gets in the way. We're not, you're not managing it on your own and, you know, have all these kinds of isms walking out. Go get some help. Shed some of that gunk. You know?
I agree 100%. I believe in mental health, therapy, counseling, psychology,
medication if you need it,
psychology, whatever it is that you need. You know,
get you some pills.
Get yourself some help. That, you know,
the only time you hear me advocate for pills is if you need them to balance out whatever's going on in you. Why are you walking around in that state? It's not healthy. And if people let you do it, bang for you.
Yeah, because, you know, an illness is an illness. You don't always have to see it.
Exactly.
And taking up golf is not going to fix it. Playing a couple of hoops, shooting a couple of hoops is not going to fix it. Playing video games is not going to fix it. Having sex is not going to fix it.
So you
mental
can't
health is
away.
Health. No shame in it at
it
all.
Away. You can't do any of those things. You can't pray it away. You can't do any of those things that you know.
That's right.
Because it's inside. And whether it's showing up today or not, it's inside. And you know what you feel like on a daily basis. You know what your thoughts, your racing-ass thoughts do. You know.
Exactly.
You know, you can't distract it away. You can't talk it away amongst your friends. Your good Judy's can't cure it. Get some help.
I tried to drink it away. I tried to put one in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair. I ran my credit card below. Thought a new dress would make it better. I tried to work it away. But that just made me even sadder. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I made myself dizzy. I sexed it away. I sexed it away. I read it away. Away. I don't want to feel so sad. Yeah, it's like grace in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel so sad. I tried to run it away. Thoughts in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 days. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go of my burden. Thought if I was alone then maybe I could recover. Write it away or cry it away.
Don't you cry it, baby.
Away, 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 away,
away, away,
but it's like crazy in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel those little sad. Yeah, it's like craves in the sky. Sometimes I don't wanna feel so
okay, that was abrupt. That was abrupt. I really wanted to get to that high note. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Shout out to Solange Knowles. That was a real deep one. And when she went into explaining what motivated that song, she gets real, real specific about what motivated the song. And yes.
What was it?
I feel the comment. It was just that, you know, you have to, I'm paraphrasing it, but it's just about getting help. You know, and these are things that won't happen. You know, you can't love it away. You can't drink it away. You can't sex it away. There's nothing you can do but get help and committed help. It doesn't mean go once or twice and decide you're not going to go. You have to do it consistently.
You got to put in the work.
Yes, you got to put in. That's what they say. Put in the work. That's probably the best and hardest work you will ever do. And, you know, and try not to get to a state where it becomes a chemical imbalance. And if it is, it's help for that, too. You know, but you can't sit around being goofy for 60 years or so and then think like 3 weeks worth of therapy is going to put that in order. It's just not. Do the math, you know. There's some things that creep back to childhood sometimes, or some traumas or some abuse or whatever it is.
Exactly.
You know?
If you've been going through something for 50 years, you think you're going to get over in 5 sessions. That's not probably going to happen.
Not feasible, and it's more of your mental health trying to trick you out of wellness. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Just get well, you know?
Because we get comfortable with the... Oh, wow. I just noticed the picture behind you. That's one of my favorite pictures of you and Mo.
Oh, yeah. One of mine, too. Shout out to Calvin Evans.
Can you...
And that wasn't...
Can you put the whole picture up so that everybody can see the whole picture? Now that I mentioned it. Ain't that dope, y'all?
That actually wasn't one of the reasons for that is that that wasn't a posed picture. I was saying goodbye. She was doing a photo shoot and he shot it and sent it to us, you know.
Yes, and this is important. It's hard, but you're worth it. You know,
yeah.
Self-worth, man. That's something, man. You know,
yeah.
that shit right there is real. People don't understand how important they are, each one mm-hmm. of us as individuals. You know, every day that we wake up, we're blessed, and we've been blessed to wake up for a reason. It means there's still something for us to do.
Mhm, mhm.
Black love.
And, you know, and for the people pleasers, people think that, you know, just because someone asks, they always have to be at the compromise or health management of your arm. No, you know, like what would you be if you told somebody, no, I don't want to do it?
Yeah.
Would that crumble you inside? Would that make you feel bad? You know, like, are you always putting somebody else's needs in front of your own? And those are the main ones that don't feel like they deserve to be well, you know, or put themselves in positions to always be needed based on their own insecurity, you know, and that's different from being self-sufficient.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a movement in the 90s, in the 1990s, loving the child within. And I must have been in therapy during that time. And mm-hmm. it went as such, the way it was explained to me is, if there was a child that I loved, what would I tell her to do?
Mm.
Like, you know, sometimes we get in situations where I'll take your example. You don't want to say no, but if your child came to you, or a version of your younger self came to you and said, they want me to go jump off that bridge, and that's my best friend, so I'm going to do it. You say, oh, hell no, you not. You tell them no, and they're not your friend if they want you to do that thing. You know, this is how you would talk to any child that you care about. So why not tell that to yourself? You know, like when you're getting ready to, like I could use it like, you know, okay, so my struggle right now is eating sweets, right? Too many. It's not eating sweets. It's eating too many sweets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to cut down on that. And if there was a child that I cared about that was overindulging in sweets, I could just say, no, you're not getting another candy bar. I gave you something earlier today. You should have rationed it out. Right. So that's the same. And it's not just for being mean. It's for doing what's in the best interest of the child. And that's what we should do for ourselves. Discomfort is motivation for growth. One of my favorite sayings. And Lisa, I have one that's very similar. Pain is a motivation change. It's the same thing.
It can be. Discomfort is a motivation for growth. Yes, it is a motivation for growth. But sometimes people, you know, like what do they say, bottoms have trap doors. You ever heard that expression?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's always another bottom.
And knowing that you're worthy enough to not have to hit a bottom, you know, and knowing that you can set yourself up that when you start having these feelings of whatever it is, because you know what it is, it could be paranoia, it could be anxiety, it could be depression, you know, it could be impatience, it could be ADD, the inability to focus on one thing at a time, scattered thoughts, you know, a whole lot of things. Paranoia is running crazy right now. So are scattered thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, chronic forgetfulness, sleeping, irritability, all those things, you know, when you have them or you start to notice a pattern of them, you can't always blame it. You know, stop assigning the blame in your life and know that you are the one carrying these characteristics. So get some help with it.
Yeah.
You know, because you may, if having rational thoughts may be for you. You know, but if you're used to, oh, this is why this person, that thing, and this is, oh, well, because of doomed, you're doomed. Because you're always looking to reassign whatever you're going through to someone else.
Absolutely. Like Lisa says, mania.
And
the New Jersey, Newark area, anytime, come by the True Lounge, open daily, Monday, 5 through 10, 12 p.m., Tuesday, 3 p.m. to 12 a.m., Wednesday, 3 p.m. to 12 a.m., Thursday, 3 p.m. to 12 a.m., Friday, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m., Saturday, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m., and Sunday, 3 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Awesome.
Awesome sauce, y'all. Go down to the True Lounge. Get your drink on, have some wings and little dancing. You know, get your dance on.
Popping cocktails, and don't forget about that Monday night. Well, no, it's not even night. That's why it's so sexy, because it's a Monday mixer from 5 to 10 where you can come and have some good food and you can hear some sounds and just, that's a love day. Monday is so full of love. Really is. So if you want to come by after work mixer and go on home and get home in bed, like we're trying to aim to do something different with Mondays because people don't like Monday. Yes, come on through, Lisa.
Lisa, make it do what it do. That's what it is. That's what it is. Do what it do. All right. So you know what? We got like 7 minutes left. And I'd like to end it on a high note. So, my mom is now at her mother's home. Just want to let everybody know. And thank you for anyone within the sound of my voice who sent loving, warm, kind thoughts, care, concern, prayer, loving light, healing light. She's on her way. She's
Yay,
doing well.
Mr.
Yep, she's with my grandma, and grandma was so happy to get her baby in the house because
Mom.
Grandma was not able to see my mom while she was in the hospital. So she was, you know, I was the, you know, like she called me every day. What's she doing now? Even when I wasn't there, like, where's she at? What's she doing? What did the doctor say? I didn't say nothing today, mm-hmm. Grandma. You know? But you know, whatever it was. So I'm so grateful, and now she's got her baby. And when I took my mother to my grandmother's house, my grandmother had the sofa bed pulled out, made out for her. She was cooking for her. She was in. I'm like, Grandma, you're like 101. You know, just. She was like, well, don't worry, baby. I didn't overdo it. I didn't make no food for you. So you could leave now. I love you. I was like, okay. but
the older
know.
They get, the wordplay diminishes.
Yep. Ain't no time is a commodity. Okay. Time is real.
Yeah,
no time.
Be going back and forth. You know,
making you feel good. Shit. I ain't make nothing for you. You don't got to be here. Bye. We got this. I got my baby's home. I'm like, okay.
Little Duval made the perfect song that stretches across all, you know, I ain't going back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. I ain't got time for all of that.
Yeah.
You ain't got time to be going back and forth.
Exactly.
Hope you get the word. You know, and save those good words and those good arguments for a relative contender.
You know,
like,
for something that's special. Like, I'm in the mood today. What the hell is wrong with you? Let's talk about you, because you've been getting on my nerves for the last 30 years. What the fuck? You know, now is a good time, but I only got 5 minutes, so spit it out.
5 minutes for 30 years of your gunk.
Yeah, right? Get that shit out. It's over. Anyway, thank you all for the prayers and everything. We are ready to end this show next week. So, I don't know if everybody has noticed, Wednesday nights we've been doing, for the most part, replays. So there'll be another replay this coming Wednesday night. I'm going to replay Joy Rankin.
Oh, God, Joy.
Love her. You know what, Rez, we got to, if you remember to remind me, we need to remember to get in touch with her again, because as I watched some of the replay, she was talking about doing a thing, and she was going to reach out to me, which she never did. So I'm just wondering if she did or not, and we can talk about that and circle back to her and re-motivate her and inspire her if that's where she wants to go. You know, let's because she's dopeness and her voice needs to be heard.
Yes.
And if
yes,
she's
yes.
if she's out there, I wanna support. So, you know, whatever she's doing, your people, my people. You know what I'm saying? That's how we flow. That's how, this is how we do it. Everybody have a great, 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 great weekend.
Happy Saturday, everyone.
Thanks for joining us, Lisa. Love you, cuz.
Yeah, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. You're in the basement with Javon and Therese. This is Melba Moore.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artist or someone brand new. One day, at least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Come on, everybody befriend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
Well, I call this, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some.
I'll send you the address. I'll send
y'all
some.
You can send me some cologne.
Okay.
Yeah. Just in case I should meet Chaka Khan, I want to smell really, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
With Tom, so,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank
well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no,